Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Bava Basra, and we are up to Parak Tes, Mishnah Tes. Nafal Bais Alav Yalishtov. A house caves in on a guy and his wife, so they're both dead, but we don't know who died first. So therefore, Yarshe Balom, the Yarshim of the husband, let's say his children from another wife, say, that the wife died first, and then the husband died. So the husband Yarshined all of his wife's Nechasim, and then he died, so we Yarshin all of them. Yarshe Isha Omrim, the wife's Yarshim say, meaning her father or her children from a different marriage, say, Habal Mesrisha, no, the husband died first, Vacharkach Mesayisha, and then the woman died, and therefore the husband never Yarshined our mother, and therefore we're entitled to our mother's estate. So Bishami Omrim Yachloka, Bishami says that they have to divide the wife's properties, because we don't know, so it's Yachloku. Bishalomrim Nechasim Becheskasan, we leave the Nechasim in the Chazaka that they were in, the Ksuba Becheskas Yorshe Abal, so the Ksuba belongs to the Yorshim of the husband, because the husband certainly was in possession of the property for the Ksuba up until the time of the accident. Nechasim Hayotzim Becheskas Yorshe Av, and the Nechse Melog belong to the Yorshim of the father, meaning the Yorshim of the wife. I mean, father means the wife's father, means not to the husband. Moving on to Mishnah Yud. Let's say a house caved in on a guy and his mother, and they both died. We don't know which one died first. So the mother was not married when this happened, and the son was her only child. So her estate is claimed by two different people. The Yorsh, the mother's siblings, let's say that the son died first, and then the mother, so the son didn't inherit anything, and therefore they should get the entire estate. The son's Yarshim, meaning his half-brothers from the same father and a different mother, say that the mother died first, son Yarshined it, and now we're entitled to that Yerusha. Then Beishami and Bissel both agree that they're going to divide the mother's estate, because they both have equal claims. There's no reason to assume that the mother's estate was in either one's possession, and even Bissel would agree that they divided. Rabbi Akiva says, no, I think that Bissel's going to continue to argue Beishamai in this case also, and is going to say that we keep the Nechasim Mechazkas, and we assume that no Yerusha ever changed hands, because while the mother was still alive, she and her nechasim were belonged to the shevet of her own father, and that's enough to make her yorshim have the upper hand. Unlike the yorshim of her son, who belonged to his to their father's shevet, so Rabbi Akiva says Beis Hillel would not say yachloku in this case; it would still go to the yorshim of the mother. Amla ben Azay, so ben Azay said to Rabbi Akiva, "Ala chalukin anu mitzdarim el Shabbos alachlok aleinu asashavin." We're upset about the cases where we know that they argue. I mean, the cases in the last couple of Mishnayos where Beis Hillel specifically, explicitly argued, and now you're coming to make a machlokas where there is no machlokas. Stop making machlokas already. No reason to make a machlokas in this case as well. So let's review what we learned today in Mishnah Tes. We said that if a guy and his wife died in a collapsed building or in a plane crash, and we don't know who died first, so each one's Yorshim are claiming that the person they were Yoresh died last. Beis Shammai says Yachloku, Beis Hillel says Nechasim Cheskasan, which means the Yorshe Abal get Ksuba, and the Nechse Milo go to the Yorshe Haisha. And then in Mishnah Yud we said that if it's a guy and his mother that died in the plane crash and we don't know who died first, then there's no Machlokas, everyone agrees Yachloku. Rabbi Akiva says, no, I don't think everyone agrees Yachloku. I think that Beis Hillel is still going to say Nechasim Becheskasan, and Ben Azay says, why make a machlokas when there's no machlokas to be made? Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph.